Rush Limbaugh, Bolt and Book Leak Follows Kavanaugh Revenge Playbook. By Joshua Kaplan on January 27, 2020. Monday on his nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh said the leak of former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton's upcoming book to the New York Times, in which it is reportedly alleged that President Donald Trump sought to tie military aid to Ukraine to investigations, follows the same revenge playbook that Democrats used in their failed attempt to stop the nomination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh last year. A partial transcript is as follows. Rush Limbaugh, doesn't this seem strangely like the Kavanaugh hearings? We're on the verge of Kavanaugh getting confirmed, and all of a sudden here comes Christine Blasey Ford and her story. And that begets Michael Avenatti and his story, and then a whole bunch of stuff that delays the confirmation, prolongs the hearings, a demand for FBI investigations. Lo and behold, here we are. The House managers have blown it. Nobody's watching. Not a single Republican's on the verge of voting for witnesses. And bammo. We get a leak to the New York Times from the manuscript of Bolton's book. And it looks like Vindman's, oh say can you see, brother Yevgeny is in the vetting apparatus. The vetting procedure, and all of a sudden now, sputtering, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We need to call Bolton. We gotta call Bolton. Look, look, look what this Times story says. Bolton hasn't said it. It's supposedly in the book. We're relying on the New York Times for accuracy when they have no claim to that anymore. 2 years minimum, lying day after day after day about Trump-Russia collusion. And, by the way, those lies have continued on every other adjunct. We've had the New York Times going all in on every Democrat allegation. If Bolton was such gold, why didn't Schiff call him? Why didn't they do their due diligence? Why didn't they take their time and call Bolton? Well, we know why. Because there would be an executive privilege fight. And it would delay it in the courts, and they had to get this done for the purposes of the 2020 campaign. It looks to me like we almost have a replay. An exact rehash of the Kavanaugh situation when he was on the verge of being confirmed. Here we are at this trial, after the first day of the president's team just destroying the Democrat House manager's whole case. They did it in 2 hours on Saturday, and then the next day we've got this. When all the Democrats have been caterwauling about is, we need witnesses. The Senate needs to open it up to witnesses, and so forth. Now all of a sudden, at the very last moment, we're getting a recycling of a previous Democrat quasi-October surprise type operation. PFFT. Big reveal there, buddy. The process? You mean journalism has been corrupted? Really? Who knew? When did this happen, Mr. Cooper? But it is. It's the same revenge playbook, the same thing Comey did. It's the same thing they tried to do to Clarence Thomas. It's the same thing they did with Kavanaugh, and remember, it's all about what Trump said he wanted to do. Chuckling, because they can't say that Trump withheld the aid. They can't say that Ukraine didn't get what they wanted. It's absurd, all of it is.